Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:46, down 2.25 on the open. March, 5:62, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:10, down 1.75 on the open. March, 5:28, down 3. July, 5:56, down 2.25 on the open. December corn opened at 3:60, down 3.75 on the open. March, 3:76, down 4. May, 3:86.5, down 4.75. July, 3:97.5, down 4.25. September, 4:09, down 3. December, 4:22.5, down 3.5 on the open. January soybeans opened at 8:53, down 3 on the open. March, 8:60, down 2.75. May, 8:68, down 3.5. July, 8:76, down 3. January, 8:75, down 1. March of 2010, 8:78, down 3 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 256.50, down 70 on the open. December soybean oil opened at 30.48, down 15 on the open. CME livestock, December live cattle opened at 85.25, down 55 on the open. January feeders, 89.35, down 40. December lean hogs, 56.80, unchanged. February pork bellies, 89 even, up 140 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike. Oh, we're still waiting to connect up with Mike. So while we're doing that, why don't we take a quick look at the current price ticks? And as we do that, we see that wheat trading anywhere from down 2 at the moment. This is the Chicago Board of Trade wheat to down 3.75. December corn trading anywhere from down 7.5 to down 8.5. And as I look at the beans, trading anywhere from down 4.5 to up 1. Joining us now with a look at the markets is Mike Zuzolo. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday was a pretty nasty day all around, particularly on the outside markets. Huge break in crude oil, the Dow down significantly. But maybe the one that caught my eye the most was the S&P 500, Mike, which really broke down and almost touched, depending on how you draw the line, but almost a 61% retracement for the move. And if you look down below that, technically there's not a lot there. And if you look historically at how these moves move with a quick tail and then a dribble off, many times you see moves of 75% or more.
Exactly right, Dave, and I think fundamentally the S&P 500 carries a lot more weight for the recovery prospects and the turn in the markets than does the Dow or the NASDAQ, and it's mainly because most of the bank stocks are in that S&P 500, and that S&P got hit really hard with the Citigroup break in percentages 2 days in a row, taking about 50% out of its stock, and now suspected that they're going to, and reported that they're going to have to get together this weekend and discuss how they're going to keep the company viable, or will they have to sell some off, or will they get a bailout, or will they go ahead and declare Chapter 11. And so I think the S&P 500 and the indication there of the banking sector and the financial sector continues to be the predominant negative force in this market, and it's the most predominant negative force as to why we haven't been able to ease the credit crunch and get banks to loan to one another. It, you know, you've got several different fronts you're fighting. I think that's the biggest one, and right there with it is the fact that the government, in my determination and opinion right now, Dave, the government is acting psychotic in how they're going about the bailout package for the automakers. They're having press conferences negating one another, and again, you know, coming out this morning saying there's not going to be any fiscal stimulus plan until the new administration takes over and the new Congress comes in. Quite frankly, I think the trade was expecting very quick action after the election, and they're not getting it, and they're punishing the trade as a result of that. And first on the list for punishment is the financial sector, because they're the ones that led us down to this path in terms of the derivatives traded on the mortgage-backed securities. So it's a real nasty spiral we're starting to get ourselves into. I'm not getting negative yet in terms of the big picture fundamentals and the world, you know, growth and the world unemployment numbers yet. But we're on a timeline right now that if we can't pull this thing together shortly after inauguration, history would suggest you're going to embed the negative psychology, you're going to see unemployment continue to go higher, and you're going to see consumers pull back even more and not spend, and businesses not go after new capital investments. And that will translate into the commodity prices, unfortunately. But right now, we're still hopeful that nothing in the on the numbers that we see right now would suggest that that has to be the course that we take. In fact, the United Nations came out with their new food outlook a couple days ago, and they put in their front comments and their market summaries, if prices were to remain depressed in 08-09, plannings for next year are affected. A similar, if not more pronounced, price surge may be witnessed in 09-10, unleashing even more severe food crises than those experienced in the current season. So you've got good growth right now, you've got moderate unemployment, and you've still got a lot of supply-demand fundamentals that would say we need to recover these prices so that we don't hurt ourselves in the longer term.
I agree with all what you're saying, but I think that the outside market forces right now are sort of masking all of what you're saying. You have, for example, you have Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, saying he's now hands off on disbursement of any more money. So now we're going to have to potentially wait at a minimum until a new Treasury Secretary comes in with their ideas about what to do with the rest of the TARP. You had the use of the TARP and the controversy over that, and the banks using it to buy other banks instead of using it to buy toxic assets. You have the big three that you mentioned, and now it looks like it's going to be the week after next before any action might be taken on that, depending on what the three automakers bring to the table for Congress. I'm wondering if we really can wait until the inauguration on these markets. That's like 6 or 7 weeks from now.
Well, and I think the market's going to tell us that. But, I mean, I think some of the newest information that came out, in other words, from that United Nations report, like I said, just released within the last week, we got the new World Economic Outlook by the International Monetary Fund. They're looking at lower growth, but it's minute in terms of overall global growth reduction, and the emerging markets are still holding their own in terms of their GDP. I think how I would lay it out is that what you and I are talking about right now is a psychosis in the government, because we're in between administrations. It's definitely hurting the financial markets. That can tangibly hurt the overall real economy if it's given enough time to become endemic and implant itself, where it becomes planted firmly and it grows roots and you can't kill it then. I think that's where the time is working against us. But I would still go back and say, what we see right now, even though the export sales on corn year-to-date are off 45%, and the demand looks really tough in terms of livestock and ethanol and exports in the next 2 to 3 months, I would say there's also some supply issues out there that are causing us to say, look, we're still only looking at the demand side. And the market, I think it's safe to say, both psychology and how they're putting the price action together, they're trading and putting in and baking into prices deflation. And I don't think I want to throw in the towel yet and say we are in a deflationary mode yet.
the bonds didn't act well yesterday.
No, and I think there's three things we want to watch here. And you know, number one for producers, and we talked about this yesterday in a meeting at Crescent City, we really want producers to realize how shaky and how psychotic this market's probably going to be the next 60 days between now and inauguration. But three things we want to watch for is most of the Asian stock markets were higher last night. They rebuffed our sell-off. The gold is becoming a safe haven investment again. We're above the 775 level today and heading towards $800 an ounce. That's a good sign in the market, maybe telling us the dollar and the bonds are now becoming more overvalue and not going to be looked upon as safe havens and a rock to hide behind, maybe looked more upon as fundamentally overdone. And, you know, you combine those two issues with the fact that the dollar has not been able to take out its double top, at least for now. That is holding. That gold broke out of a downtrending channel. That was very important to us. So we've got three things we're going to watch here in the next week to see if we can't build upon that. But clearly the October and the major lows in the grains are being tested, if not going through on an intraday basis. And it's a heads up. It's a red alert for everybody that maybe we're going to have to make a new leg down in between now and inauguration. I'm just not willing to throw in the towel yet in the big picture. I'll keep my puts on for the most part. Some of the people that have made money on them will probably go ahead and take them off and look to actually get long in this market if we see the fundamentals improving, because we do feel like we're hitting into overvalue territory right now.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.